May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 806. Christ is the friend of sinners, be that forgotten never. A wounded soul and not a whole becomes a true believer. To see sin smarts but slightly, to own with lip confession is easier still, but oh to feel cuts deep beyond expression. 806.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49. Isaiah 49. Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword, in the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft, in his quiver hath he hid me. And said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have laboured in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now, saith the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nation abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus saith the Lord, In an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and my highway shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Shinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers and they that made thee way shall go forth of thee. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. For thy waste and thy desolate places, and the land of thy destruction, shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallow thee up shall be far away. The children which thou shalt have, after thou hast lost the other, shall say again in thine ears, The place is too strait for me, give place to me that I may dwell. Then shalt thou say in thine heart, Who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro? And who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon thy shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, Even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Saviour, and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Let us pray. Most holy, almighty, eternal, long-suffering, faithful, gracious, holy, holy Lord, three in one in three, help us to approach the presence of thy majesty, bowing at thy feet, the place thou hast mercifully, amazingly provided, whereby a sinner may come, a needy, dying sinner that feels the woe within, the never-ending plague of death and corruption within and without, to plead grace. Help us to venture nigh unto this appointed place of mercy, the footstool, the throne of grace, the blood-sprinkled mercy seat, where thou hast promised to commune with thy people. Oh, we come pleading the name of the only begotten Son of the Father, and that's a statement full of grace and truth. Thus we would desire to come rightly. We would desire to come with an open heart. Thou God seest me. Thou knowest the groanings of thy people. Thou knowest where we have come from and how we come. Thou knowest the burdens, the cares, the grief, the anxiety, all that is carried. We have to come confessing our utter depravity, our unworthiness of the least of thy mercies. Plead in Jesus' name. Plead in Jesus' name. The name the Father loves to hear his children plead. This is the name the Father loves to hear his children plead. And all such pleadings he approves and blesses them indeed. May it be so. O Holy Father, thou seest us. We cannot approach thee. Thou art a consuming fire. But all we would realize how thou hast given all things into the hand of thy Son for our complete whole salvation. And thus we would stand in awe at this mercy and this rich provision. Blessed Holy Ghost, oh, thou art well acquainted with all our heart. Oh, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, know my thought. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. Wean us, sanctify us, wash us, apply the balm of Jesus' blood. Oh, may we know the healing medicines of the tree of life. Oh, Holy Ghost, we plead with thee, bless our souls with the heavenly manna, Jesus dying, rising, ever living, his glorious divine person, his blessed broken heart, now, Lord, triumphant. Oh, we pray for these blessings. Thus we approach the mercy seat, great God of heaven, and look to thine only begotten Son. And Lord Jesus, do we not stand before thee? We do stand before thee, thou knowest. Lord, there, oh, it is a mercy to be confessing all our days. Oh, it is an awful thing to be so forgetful of what we are and become careless, light and indifferent. And this has to be confessed, how often this is the case. Oh, but we do mourn. We do mourn, O wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Thus we approach the mercy seat and pray thy blessing this night. Oh, that thou would drop down from above the blessed word of mercy to our soul. Oh, do assure us that we are thine. Oh, do grant us those tokens of mercy. Lord, it is free grace, free love, free salvation, or free sanctification, free redemption. O Lord, given to us, the price, the cost, how little we seem to understand these things, that we might be led to realize the magnitude of what thou hast suffered to even bring us forth thus far. O Lord, to bring us finally to thyself. Oh, what a suffering, what an answer was given at Calvary. What a full answer. What a completion. Oh, do help us to be humble and broken. We humble ourselves before thee. Leave us not, neither forsake us. Oh, do give us a little sense, a touch of thy mercy upon us even this night. We come empty, we come barren, we come poor, we come needy, we come wretched. Lord, sadly we still come corrupt, it seems. O Lord, we have a body of sin and death. But the living waters we so desire. Living bread from heaven. Also we plead thy great name, Lord Jesus. Remember us this night and bless thy gospel and thy word. And the very purpose of the preaching of the gospel is that thy people, sinners, poor, needy, dying, perishing worms, should be led to thee. Led to thee. Led through thy word, through the encouragement, the comfort, the promise, the precept, the help of thy word unto thee, that thy word may become a blessing to us from thy lips, thy hand, that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth, for the mercy thou dost show and still dost show. But all thou knowest, each case has come. Oh, the burden. Oh, the deep-seated sorrow. When will our sorrows end? Lord, they will have an end. May they end in glory. Lord, the many fears we carry. Fears of being deceived. Fears of false and wrong exercise. Fears of hypocrisy. Fears of ourselves. Fears of the power and subtlety and beguiling of the enemy. O Lord, help us. We come to thee this night. O Lord, we do need thee. May we know thy covering, righteousness. May we have a living exercise. Oh, that we might carry these constant exercises, burdens, prayers for renewings, a renewing of our sins forgiven, a fresh flowing of thy mercy, that we might know that we are thine, another token, another stillness, another measure of peace, that we may know that thou art with us and will never leave us nor forsake us. Bring us honourably on. Bring us honourably through to the end of the journey. Oh, do shine and grant we may be prepared for thy will. In the journey of life, it is very, very short. We may be prepared for thy will for the end of the journey and may be weaned from these matters below that so tie us. Oh, we get in knots. Lord, we choke with the affairs of this life. Oh, that we might be set free. But there is a setting free. One day. Prepare me, Lord. Oh, Lord, that day must come when an account must be given. After this, the judgment. Our Lord, so was Christ once offered to bear the sins of many, and to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. O dear Lord, be my refuge now. Be our refuge, be our help. And as the blood of sprinkling upon our consciences, our souls. Leave us not to know these things in theory, but our heart might be softened under a sweet realization of the reality of this mercy to us. We pray. Remember us now as we gather. Bless this house of prayer. Remember the dear deacons, one with us. Be gracious unto him. Strengthen him. His loved ones in all their matters, their affairs. A dear beloved friend away, remember him and his dear wife. Be gracious unto them and bring them safely back. Grant them that rest and change. A number of friends away taking rest and change. Another on business abroad. Afar off, remember him, bring him back safely. We would pray for afflicted friends. No doubt many among us. One near the end of the journey we know of, remember him in mercy, visit his soul. And others, Lord, young and old alike, for sir, known that thou hast granted those healing mercies here and there, but do heal our souls. Remember the young people, the dear children, the sweet babes, may they be heirs of glory. Bless the Sunday school in this chapel. May they be that instruction to follow in years to come. Remember aged friends. Oh, the grasshopper is a burden. Oh, Lord, the afflictions and pains and anxieties and fears and weaknesses that abound. Do support and bless. And oh, Lord, do shine through the lattice of thy word from time to time into our hearts. We humbly pray. Remember every special case, special need. There now is those who carry sorrow, grief, anxiety. Remember Zion, bless thy servants on the walls of Zion, the editors of our magazines, the seculars of our societies. Bless them in their labours. And bless the ministry here in this place. And bless our churches. Return in power in the ministry. Remember thy one church through the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Have mercy on England in these most solemn, calamitous, awful times we live in, Lord. God, be merciful to England. Forgive. Raise up men of integrity. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, religious and civil liberties, freedom to worship. Lord, we thank thee, bless thee, praise thee for all thy great goodness to us. Many mercies, every one of them undeserved. Oh, do accept the tribute of our heart and help us to see them. Oh, we are so weak, so forgetful, so turning aside. Oh, that we might keep them in view. And, O Lord, leave us not to sin against them, because we do. We have to acknowledge and confess. Oh, but what a full salvation. Lead us here. Keep us at thy feet. Keep us near thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. And many things we should pray for, Lord, I realize I have omitted in a public way. Oh, remember the friends at Black Boys this night meeting for prayer. Grant thy blessing and presence, and where thy people meet this night, around thy word. Oh, we bless thee for all thy mercies to us, spiritual mercies, the throne of grace, the word of God, the doors of Zion open, our great high priest, his precious blood. We acknowledge many mercies. Now we fall down. Lord, help us. Oh, dear Lord, we often wish we could run away, but we've got nowhere to go. Lord, help us. We have to continue. Lord, help us. Come, bless thy gospel. Bless thy word. Thou art not limited. Thou art not bound. Bless us ere we leave thy house. Come, we plead thy great name before the throne, Lord Jesus. Come. Amen.
Hymn 615. Sinners called by grace and blessed, with a living faith in Christ, must not think to be caressed by a world of sin and vice. Satan's agents cannot love the Saviour's choice. Hymn 615.
complete dependence upon the Lord, I would draw your attention just for a short while to the chapter we read, Prophet Isaiah 49, and verses 15 and 16. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Isaiah 49, verses 14 to 16. Principally, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. This is very high, sacred, blessed language. That the Son of God should be nailed to the accursed tree, and his people whom he came to save should there in that mysterious way be crucified with him, their sins being nailed to the cross, and that they and gracious teaching and experience over their pilgrimage, their days, should know what it is to have to bear Christ's reproach. It is high language. It is a blessed word we have before us. The glory here, dear friends, is Christ and his love manifest unto his people. We have in the preceding, in that verse 14, let's go to 13. Here the prophet breaks forth because of the glory that was to come. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. For the Lord hath comforted his people, will have mercy upon his afflicted. That is a profound, deep foundation truth, and it is a fact. It's not depending on how we feel. It is a fact. The Lord does comfort his people. He will have mercy upon his afflicted. Some of us have proved it. You have proved it from time to time, yet you are brought to need it again. But the strange language is here that we have the following verse. But Zion said, the prophet proclaims the truth that to break forth because the Lord hath comforted his people. He will have mercy upon his afflicted. The Redeemer was going to come to Zion. It was a fact. And even under the knowledge of that truth, yet Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Is that where we get to? It is a fact, that's where we get to. Or do you feel we're in that place at times? I'm not saying now, but you have it. The Lord hath forsaken me. My Lord hath forgotten me. It is a fact that is, dear people, we deserve, dear friends, we deserve to be forsaken. And you're learning it. That's why you go through the experience of it. Because that's what we deserve, that's our portion. We deserve to be forsaken of the Lord. And he makes us know our sinnership, our far-off condition, how awful to be lost. Friend, if you were to die in some of these desperate feelings, it would be awful. We feel we cannot live, we cannot die. The Lord hides his face for a purpose and a reason. Maybe at times you feel there's a particular reason why the Lord has hidden his face from you. And the Lord does do it for particular purposes at times, to show us a wrong spirit, a carnality. You and I would have the world and Christ. We would have salvation and this below. But this is not our portion. It's not our rest. And it brings distress. The conflict. I believe his living church go through, if we are living ones, the contest, the conflict between flesh and spirit. We're always wanting to settle down, always wanting an easy time, always wanting a little comfort. Yet the days move on, the days are approaching, and the Lord lays us low and he hides his face. How, dear friends, would you value the Lord's sufferings, what Christ went through, if you did not know something of the darkness that sin has wrought in us? Ponder it. I direct our thoughts elsewhere now. We dwell on ourselves. We're grieved. We're unhappy. The Lord is silent. Surely there is a purpose of grace in this, is there not? Oh, may we ponder this for a moment. Consider him who endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be faint and weary in your mind. See, that's the contradiction of sinners against himself, an opposition, an enemy. What about the Father hiding his face? You see, dear friends, Christ's sufferings are greater than ours. The Lord's sufferings are greater than ours. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me. My Lord hath forgotten me. We grieve. The Lord does hide his face. It is a fact. We go through a dark place. You may have a dark journey for a season. But so thus far you've proved him to appear. Oh, may our hearts be directed. May our hearts be directed to consider the Lord in our place, in our suffering for us, and consider what a merciful, faithful high priest he is. And how he remembers his people in their lowest state. How Christ has suffered. How he remembers those suffering on behalf of his poor afflicted church. But all the glory here is, am I led here? This is the point. Am I led here? Am I led? Am I led to consider that our great Redeemer has suffered a greater darkness and the hiding of his Father's face? That glorious divine Son of God. It's a deep mystery. The Son of God, one with him, he hid his face because of sin, because of the broken law, and Christ must die. But just a thought there. See, Zion. Zion's always ready to say, the Lord hath forsaken me. You know, here we have, do we not, this response from God to this complaint. What a mercy. What a mercy. The gospel does not leave you in the dark, friend. If you're a child of God, and if you're exercising, you long to be, know you're a child of God, and you're brought low because of your sin, you confess your sin, you pant for the Lamb of God, you know that you will not be left at last in darkness. And here is the Lord replying replying through the prophet. Can a woman forget a sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? What a question. And we know the answer, generally speaking, no, but yea, they may forget. Oh, we do know that is possible. Yea, they may forget. But the Lord says, yet will I not forget thee. This speaks surely of a relationship. Are we begotten unto a lively hope? Begotten again? Are we born again? Is God our Father, everlasting Father? A word like this brings forth the sweet tie, the glorious union between Christ and his church. And it's not theory, you see. It picks you up. It goes where you are. It reaches forth. Love and grace reach forth. The hand of an eternal one reaches forth to pick up the poor needy one, forsaken and alone. You might be in that place, forsaken. Friend, we get there. We wouldn't get there. I wouldn't get there. But we do get there. We do get there. But oh, let the Lord speak. Oh, that the Lord would speak a sacred word to our hearts. Yet will I not forget thee. For he hath said, now we know this to be true, but we want to feel it. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Friend, what ground, what hope do you have? The Lord won't forsake you and won't forget you. What is it? Oh, can you plead the sacred tie of his death for your sin, his covenant love, his awakening grace? Friend, we want a religion with reality. We want to know the Lord has spoken. An awakening time to realize that the Lord did visit and open our eyes to our need. It may only be small, it may only be a little, but there's an opening. There's an opening. This poor man cried. You became that poor man with an urgent cry to the Lord Most High, a holy God, an undeserving mercy you sought. This poor man cried. The Lord heard him. I know it goes on and saved him out of all his troubles, but step by step, by and by, there's a reality there. And where did it lead you? This is the secret. This is the secret of a true hope. Where does this lead you? To whom does it lead you? Where do your troubles lead you? Where do your difficulties lead you? Friend, awful if they leave us where we are, or dangling between two opinions, or whatever we might say. Or does it lead us to the foundation stone of his word? The sacrifice, the Lord Jesus. And I will speak here carefully. Not just one part of Christ's work, but a whole Lamb of God, a whole Lamb of God, including his offices, by and by to be led there, here a little, there a little. His glorious priesthood, his kingly power. I don't want to be theoretical. That kingly power with that skillful, tender mercy. A king with a tender mercy and a skillful power to help you. And gone before. Christ gone before. A Redeemer who groaned upon the tree. You know, I don't want a religion that is not unmoved by the Lord's sufferings. Surely, we don't want theory. Surely it's a broken, contrite heart, is it not? Is it not one that stands in awe quietly and beholds that scene of matchless grace? 'Tis Jesus in the sinner's place, my place. Has Jesus been in your place? Is that your desire? Is that what you so long to know? Is that what you reach for? Have you had a little hope in it? And what did it for the effect upon you? There's a binding. And this is in the text. Can a woman forget a sucking child? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. The dear Redeemer suffering for us and bearing our sins, making sin a shameful, shameful business. Wretches that we are. Oh, how quickly we turn aside. Very things we hate, we do. Read in Romans 7, the dear apostle in awe. You wouldn't think he would. What a mercy he wrote that chapter. A risen Lord. Not just a crucified. Can I say this rightly? Although God, the Godhead, could never die. In a principle of truth there. But a dying Lord, his dead body. I won't say a dead Lord because I don't quite feel that would convey the wrong understanding. But yes, he died and his body was dead. But the Lord was not dead. He was entered his glory. But oh, he took that body again. A living Lord. A living hope. There was a mercy there. He yielded up the spirit to his Father. You see, he could never die. Although he yielded up his body as a sacrifice. And poured out his soul unto death. Risen. Friend, risen. See, this is the power of the gospel. Oh, that a poor sinner might have hope. I know we get to those places where we seem to depend on a word only. It seems your whole religion has been right down to reduced to one text. Doesn't seem to be any more than that. You see, there's the manner, and there's the life, and there's the power of the gospel, because Christ is in the glory of the word and that gospel. Perhaps this word here, yet will I not forget thee. I do remember being very precious to me a few years ago. It seemed to so speak to my soul. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. When the Lord visits and speaks to the heart, oh, what a difference it brings. What life, what light, what power. Oh, to think you're not forgotten of the Lord. What a poor, vile thing like you and me. He's not forgotten. He can't forget. And in our text here, we have a reason, we have a foundation why he can't forget. In the latter verse there's a purpose there. But oh, a risen Lord, a high priest, ever living to make intercession for us. But there's one thing I must bring forth, dear friends, and we would not pass over that blood. That token, that suretyship of the shed blood of Jesus for us now. You may say today, I feel pretty dead. Don't feel any movement. Don't feel anything in my soul. I'm a miserable worm. I've been like it all day. I've come to chapel, but I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm a wretch. I'm a hypocrite. You need that blood. You need it now, and I need it. We need it at all times. Friend, there to hide, and there to plead. You see, God does not look on us, and they're requiring of us perfection. He's provided it, and you go to that precious blood for all forgiveness, all suretyship, all sanctification. The blood of sanctification. He's redeemed us with his blood. The blood of sprinkling. the atoning blood, and all the hiding place for a poor sinner. I often quote those lines and I love them. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. But it's ever so true. He knows we can do nothing good. He knows we are but dust. He came to seek poor sinners out, and you and me the worst. Go and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. I'll have mercy on you. I'll have none of your service. I'll have nothing that you can do, or I won't have your repentance even. Although grace, of course, bring us those repentance, though they're spiritual blessings that are worked by grace. But what I mean is, I'll have mercy on you. That poor, naked, needy soul, I'll have mercy on you. You need that mercy. I came not to call the righteous, sinners to repentance. You know, dear friend, and if we're led of the Spirit, there will be that constant repentance arising from time to time. Godly sorrow for sin, shamefacedness, and waited, oh, wonderfully waited, oh, wonderfully bedewed with a desire after the Lord Jesus Christ, who died, and that humble inquiry, Lord, can these things be for me? Were my sins there? Friend, grace, if you're a child of God, you'll be led to the Lord Jesus. You won't be led into religion. You'll get weary of people's religion and too much religion. You'll want the Lord Jesus. Give me Christ, or else I die. But here he says to his waiting church, the Redeemer, yet will I not forget thee, despite your downsides, your feelings. We could have perhaps gone into a bit more on that, why the Lord forsakes his people, but I think if you're taught of the Lord, you'll know why. If you're taught of the Lord, you'll know why the Lord, you get that feeling of being forsaken. We don't have to look very far, do we? It's within, and you will know why. But my Lord has forgotten me. I won't go into all the details of the murmuring, complaining, unbelief. Solemn, isn't it? Ashamed of ourselves. Charge God unjustly. Awful. Yet we do it. We do it. It's awful to do it, but he do it. And yet grace. Can a woman forget a sucking child? Well, she may do. Yet will I not forget thee. Friend, this is mercy. This is grace. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? Hast thou not known it, friends? The Lord. I'll have to turn it up, because as I start to say it, it's going away from me. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth. Don't rush over God's word. You know, I often say there's a right and a wrong way of reading God's word. And there's many things one could say on that subject, but a little tip: don't rush God's word. Let it read you. Not that you've got that power. It's the Spirit's power alone. But oh, may it read you. And pray over it. And weep over it. The Creator, it seemed to strike me, the Creator of the ends of the earth. So you're not in a strange place, are you? I know it means, naturally speaking, in creation, the far off places, but that I mean, but the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he foresaw where you are now. He's appointed it. He's ordained it. He's in power. The creator, let that word read you. The creator of the ends of the earth. You're not so far off as you thought you were. That's a mercy. Although you're in an exceedingly bitter place. That fainteth not, neither is weary. Friend, he's not weary of his people. He's not weary of sinners crying. Friend, he's weary with their sins and he's weary with them making him serve with their sins and using his name. But he's not weary with their groanings. My groaning is not hid from thee. Lord, all my desire, says David, is before thee. It is this night. Your desire is before the Lord. And my groaning is not hid from thee. Oh, for a little faith as a grain of mustard seed to realize it. Neither is weary. There is no searching of understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Them that have no might increase his strength and so forth. I won't read through the verses. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not... They that wait upon the Lord. The Lord hath forsaken me. Yet will I not forget thee. You know, Asaph complained, didn't he? Or he refused to be comforted. His sore ran in the night. He sought the Lord in the day of that trouble. And so forth. You know, I call to remember my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart. My spirit may do it. Will the Lord cast off forever? Do you know the experience? Will he be favourable no more? It's what I deserve, friend, don't you? And that's why, dear friends, these experiences are point. We deserve it. Well, I've got a different religion if you don't. I deserve it. Will it be? And he does. And there are long seasons. We go long seasons sometimes. Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Here in a personal way. I'm not going to say in a general way. I'm sure Asaph would acknowledge God to be a good God. But when it comes to personal things... Doth his promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Then I said, this is my infirmity. Yet will I remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Yet will I not forget thee. Yet will I not forget thee. O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Behold, I have graven thee on the palms of my hands. We have in Haggai the Lord saying that he had made him a signet and so forth. And in the Canticles, the spouse longing for that seal upon her arm and so forth. You know, what does it point to? What does our text point to? Graven thee. The engraving, of course, is a permanent mark. We think of engraving in stones or engraving in metal and so forth. But all the... What do you long for? He showed them his hands and his feet. You see, they longed for it. Look at the poor disciples. Graven thee on the palms of my hands. Graven thee on the palms of my hands. Oh, it's the blessing I want. But it's a fact. Have you been led to the fountain? How could you be How could you be led to pour out your soul to the Lord for his blessing, to know him as your Lord and your God, arisen and with that high priest in heaven, with those wounds in his hands, his feet, his side? They're still there, tokens, tokens. Can I put it this way? Is there the cross? Is there that reproach? Or do you follow him under his reproach, bearing his reproach? Is your will being crucified? I'm not being hard. It makes me tremble. But you know, I'm still building, after all these years of mercy, I'm still building cities on this earth, you know. Castles in the air. We'd still have this as our portion below, wouldn't we? I'd still have it. The Lord weans us from it. Eternity. But oh, could the Redeemer be precious without him, without you being graven on the palms of his hands? Is Christ your only hope? When I'm speaking about precious, I'm not talking about a full knowledge of endless rivers flowing in the soul. That I'll leave that one. I'll leave that to the enthusiast. A little hope, a little touch, a visit to the soul, a little help given there, a little mercy, a little leading, a little comfort. It's made precious. Beloved friends, when we naturally love someone, it may be over small things that cause us to love them. And those little blessings brought to love the Lamb of God for his goodness and mercy to us. Graven thee. Well, that's why if you're graven on the palms of his hands, you will be going to him. You will be inquiring of him. You will be in looking into his word. Friend, as a sinner again. It's a mistake to think that God sees us as advanced in religion. We've gone from class 1 to class 7 up the top there somewhere. It's not so. He sees us as we are. We have to. You're going to have to die as a sinner. But a sinner pleading, trusting sovereign grace with a sweet hope of his mercy by gracious experience. Graven thee on the palms of my hands. That's why he drew us. And my thoughts just run here to Jeremiah for a moment. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend, and so forth, and evil shall come upon them. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, all the families of the house of Israel. It's a precious word. There was the days of thine espousals, when thou wentest up to the Lord in the wilderness. We're still in the wilderness. What a glorious type was the journey out of Egypt for the church in the wilderness to the promised land. A glorious type. I know types are limited, but there is a beauty there. It was a wilderness journey. And despite their murmuring, despite their sins, they were covenanted to him. They were covenanted to him. And he supplied their manna, he supplied their bread, he supplied their water. Beloved friends, does not the Lord supply his word to your soul from time to time? But it had to be got daily, you know. Had to be got daily. When you see, you may be grieving. Why are those former blessings subdued? Why can't I find comfort in those promises anymore? Why? It seems the promises are breadworms almost and stunk before me because they're an agony to me. It's got to be got daily. We have to get on our knees as humble nobodies once more. But the time has run. I must try and get to the point here. Behold, I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. You know the cross of the Lord Jesus. Beloved friend, it's not a theory. It's where our will is crucified to the Lord's will. And where under grace you and I, and oh, may I know more of it. I don't seem to know so much as I want to know. But I wonder what I do know sometimes. Where we may agree with his will as being best. And that we may know that he has prepared for us a city. Oh, dear friends, these are very cutting things to my own soul. We have to fall into his hands. Is his promise, his truth, light to my soul? Is he my Lord, my God? In thy presence I am happy. It's true. The hymn writer's true. In thy presence, a little help, a little solemnity, a little realization of the dear Lord is still with you and won't leave you. Just perhaps a passing moment. I'm happy. In thy presence, I'm secure. He goes on to say, all afflictions I can easily endure. No, I don't say that lightly. But they couldn't be borne without his mercy and grace. Graven thee, a token. Graven in the palms of my hands. I knew thee. I've redeemed thee. Thou art mine. Fear not. Fear thou not. Worm Jacob and men of Israel, for I will help thee. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee to my word, drawn thee to my feet. Thou shalt see my glory soon, when the work of grace is done. What are the trials you're in now to a lost eternity? What's the comparison? I'm not being hard at all. Oh, for a little sweet hope in his name. A sweet hope. How sweet and precious is the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Lamb, to children that believe. What a mercy. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Thou art mine. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I will help thee. Be very gracious unto thee, the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. Yet will I not forget thee. Where are you? Where are you? I won't forget you. You feel you're forsaken. Yet will I not forget thee. And the reason, I've laid down my life for my friends. I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. I bore the curse for a poor lamb like you, a poor worm like you, a poor nobody like you. I bore the curse. And thou art now going after me in the wilderness, and you will. If you're his, you see the value, the mercy. Do you long to know him more? There's something wrong if we don't, but there's something very blessed if we do. Because he's graven us on the palms of his hands. It brings a union, a desire up to thirsting for living waters. Thy walls are continually before me. I find this to be quite a comfort, you know. We take this, the walls of the city, of course, no doubt Jerusalem in mind, or Zion, in whichever term we might use the word. In other words, his dear people, ever before him, ever before him. Your borders, all thy borders of pleasant stones, thy foundations of sapphires and so forth, the gates of carbuncles and so forth, the windows of agates. But, you know, we only see through a glass darkly. Thy walls, thy path today, thy sorrow, thy difficulty, thy worry, thy affliction, thy fears, they're continually before me. continually before me. Zionist, but continually before me. My wars are continually before me. Look unto me. Look up. Look unto me. And be ye saved, all the ends of... Look at poor Jonah. Look at poor Jacob. Look at poor Joseph. Look at poor David suffering. Continue. Look at poor dear Peter in denying. Look at the Apostle Paul in deep perils. His wars were continued. I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Thy walls are continually before me. May we be given grace to plead Jesus' name and his word. Beloved friends, you say, but all I see in the word of God, such precious truths, I wish they were mine. Plead the name of Jesus. Plead his name. And he will manifest them as yours. In his time and what he intends to make a blessing for you. What he intends to make a blessing. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. Break in pieces the gates of brass. Cut in sunder the bars of iron. Yet will I not forget thee. Oh, where are we tonight? Oh, you seem forsaken and alone. You hear the lion roar. Every door is shut but one. And that is mercy's door. The door of his mercy stands open all day. To the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Dear friends, don't be afraid of God searching your heart. I get afraid sometimes. Far better to confess. Far better to be confess our sin. I'm not worthy, Lord, of the children's bread. I'm not worthy of the least of thy mercies. Lord, help me, I'm but a worm. Oh, forget me not, neither forsake me. Yet will I not forget thee. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, my Lord hath forgotten me. Do you feel like it? The Lord intends you to feel like it, to bring you to a soft and broken heart, to bring you closer, and to look to him more. Can a woman forget her sucking child? She should not have compassion on the son of her womb. The Lord seemed to speak of the tender ties of a mother and the child, born, you see, the same flesh and blood, born of the Spirit, born by the Holy Ghost, born from the bosom of the Father, born again, redeemed by Jesus' blood. See the tender ties. Intends us to know it. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? Since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. See the compassions of the Lord. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him, says God. Troubled for him, troubled for you in your low place, your grief, your anxiety. I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. I will surely have mercy upon him. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Pitieth them that fear him. Friend, you know, you may say, I've got no hope, but I do fear him. I do fear his name. I do reverence his name when I'm in my right frame of mind. What a mercy. There's a little opening. It came to me once so sweetly, and I said, Lord, this is true. It seemed to drop in. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. There was the open door that fear him. I couldn't claim anything else. I feared him. The angel of the Lord encampeth about that fear him and delivereth them. What a mercy. You fear the Lord. You fear the Lord. And what blessings are bestowed upon those that fear the Lord. Oh, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she may not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, well, they may forget. The Lord brings us to those tender ties. Are we begotten unto a lively hope, being born not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God? Have you been born again by the word of God? Brought to need him, brought to love him, brought to desire him. Friends, If you are, you'll be nothing in your own eyes. You'll be, is anyone going to be raised up in the church to be useful? You'll be brought very, 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 very low. You'll be nothing in your own eyes. They may forget, yet will I not forget thee. And the reason, behold, I've graven thee on the palms of my hands, thy walls. Oh, what a mercy, thy walls are continually before me. We must leave it, and may the Lord bless the word. I didn't get this text, you know, until I was along the road going to our friend. I came up with nothing. I hope it was right. It dropped or was given to me in a peculiar way. I hope there was a purpose in it. I must have had hundreds of texts a day to go and preach. Not one of them was right. I couldn't settle on anything. And just as I entered Swavesey before turning left along Rose and Crown Road, this was given me, and it seemed to be the... But it was different. It was different. Yet will I not forget thee. Behold, O poor sinner, poor weary one, behold, I've graven thee on the palms of my hands. Thy walls, oh, they are, you know. All your before the Lord, all your affairs, even the secret detail, the intimate knowledge, God's intimate knowledge, Christ's omniscience in your own heart and your own life, your own fears, your own pathway. And more than that, he knows what he will do, and you don't. Thy walls are continually before me.
God willing, Mr. Richard Field is expected to preach next Lord's Day. There will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Robert Field is expected to preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 535. Oh, the love of Christ to sinners, who can make its wonders known? Sin-born slaves through grace are winners of a bright celestial crown. Jesus gives us endless glory and renown. 535. Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.